A study published today in the New England Journal of Medicine says that, get ready for this, healthcare costs are out of control. We knew that. But this blames a lot of it on paperwork. And the interesting part is the report says that Canada, with its government-run system, does much better. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles, as she does every day, is Tess Figlin. Tess, how much money are we talking about here in excess cost?
Well, according to this research, we as a country spent $294.3 billion purely for healthcare admin in 1999, and that's the year they used for this study. That's 31% of our overall healthcare costs and more than $1,000 per person.
And how does that compare with the Canadians?
Well, in Canada, the researchers say it's about $300 per person, or just shy of 17% of their overall cost for the healthcare system. And Canada, of course, as you noted, has a single-payer system where the government pays for everybody.
So who does the study blame? Managed care, HMOs for all this?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah, another smackdown on HMOs. I was talking with one of the study's co-author, David Himmelstein, who's an associate professor of medicine at Harvard, and I asked him, you know, how the paperwork was so different from before the days of managed care when, you know, you just had regular private insurance. He gave me this laundry list of some of the things that doctors have to do now, including checking with the insurance company every time they want to refer a patient to a specialist, having computers kick back bills for small things like having the wrong format for a date, HMOs constantly changing their deals with drug manufacturers, and then the doctors have to make those changes for all their patients, and it goes on and on. No doubt about it, he is frustrated.
We're involved essentially in a giant game of mother may I with the insurance companies, and I have a staff of people in my office who basically play man-on-man defense with the HMO's bureaucrats to try and deal with the paperwork. So the HMO hires their bureaucrat, and I have to hire my administrative staff to deal with them.
And Dr. Himmelstein says, based on the study, the U.S. could save $286 billion in paperwork this year alone if our system was like the Canadian system.
Has anyone responded to this report yet?
Yeah, there's a response editorial in the New England Journal of Medicine, actually, written by Henry Aaron of the Brookings Institution, and he agrees that our system is, as he put it, an administrative monstrosity. But he says the study is too simple and doesn't account for differences like exchange rates and relative wages.
Is there some impact, they say, from this paperwork on me when I actually go to the doctor?
Well, it's a good question, Alex, and that's what the authors of this study are going to look into next. So we'll have to take two aspirin and call them in a couple of years. And speaking of headaches, Europe has one big one because of the lack of American tourist dollars there, and that's something we'll be following in the Marketplace newsroom today.
Thanks, Tess. Tess Figlund of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.